mother's tour in Sicily started, we couldn't live on base. My mother took me to the local markets, and I marveled at each new smell and taste. The golden arancini, the olives tart and green, the acrid buffalo mozzarella. I was a little kid living the dream, the future fat food lover's dream. My olfactory sense was fair and keen, as sure as Mrs. Raggedy Dolly. Fast forward to the Philippines, 6 years later, Subic Bay. A happy husky carefree leader, when something wicked comes my way, I breathe in man-made chemicals, perfume cleaners, crap for hay. I lose my brain cells, wits and energy, sharp nose but otherwise unaware. There was all the toxins in the air, a daily disinfected air, a fragrant file full floral hair that gave me my sixth sense despair. The doctors my mom took me to said my ailment was only in my head, which accounts for the sight of hospitals, not just the smell filling me with dread. The explanation now so simple, but like decades of mystique. The more powerful the chemicals, the more pronounced the blush upon my cheeks. When we blush, the redness of our cheeks indicates the fight or flight instinct that compels us to strike or retreat, and for a few seconds makes us fully freak. If I'm not careful, that blush could stay with me for weeks. I'll do my best to hide if you promise not to see. I don't know where to hide. There's nowhere to hide, there's nowhere to hide. Believe me, I've tried. I can't find anywhere to hide. I can't find anywhere to hide. Gonna need a little more time. Just need a little more time to hide. To the bombastic mouth, to the cowardly lion. Show some pride. Driving my car, but I'm also sitting on my couch, controlling the cars, moving on a TV screen, just like playing a video game. And just as I began to take a crucial turn on a high hill, suddenly the car goes off the screen and I'm no longer on my couch. But I never know whether I made the turn successfully. I usually sigh with the idea that I died, because my car and my body are nowhere to be found. So I wake up hoarse with dreams without confirmation. The big blush has come. I've learned the simple rule. Steer clear of toxic chemicals. I learned to live in fear and your own drool. As long as I have my wits and a bowl full of grits, I really don't need much. But the problem knowing you're King Midas is wanting all the things that you can't touch, loving all the things that you can't touch, hobbling in high style on your coattails.